You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is hopeful the pandemic can be brought under control. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says cases are dropping and public health measures put in place to suppress infections are working.
The number of reported cases of COVID-19 globally has now declined for the fifth consecutive week. Last week saw the lowest number of reported weekly cases since October. So far this year, the number of weekly reported cases has fallen by almost half, from more than 5 million cases in the week of January 4 to 2.6 million cases in the week starting February 8. This shows that simple public health measures work.
He says emergency use has also been granted to the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine.
And today, we have even more reason to be hopeful of bringing the pandemic under control. Today, WHO gave emergency use listing to two versions of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, giving the green light for these vaccines to be rolled out globally through COVAX.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine makes up the bulk of doses in the COVAX vaccine sharing scheme, designed to get shots to poorer countries around the world. 330 million doses are due to be rolled out to poorer countries from the end of February. The WHO's Emergencies Program Head, Dr. Mike Ryan, touched on how vaccine distribution could impact international travel. Dr. Ryan advised against providing people with certificates of vaccine passports, saying a lack of vaccine doses and complications with data logging and tracing could pose an issue.
I think we're quite clear that at this time, at the present time, I think they used specifically, they did not advise for the use of immunity certification as a prerequisite of travel. And that is because, number one, vaccine is not widely available and would actually tend to restrict travel more than permit travel. Secondly, we don't have enough data right now to understand to what extent vaccination will interrupt transmission.
Some countries are proposing passports which would allow vaccinated individuals to resume international travel. Greece, Estonia, Denmark and Spain are pushing for better tracking of vaccinated persons and certification that would allow those vaccinated greater freedom and movement. The Spanish government is compiling a list of vaccine refusers, which it plans on sharing with the European Union but will not be made public. Travel is also front of mind for the United Kingdom as they introduce a hotel quarantine system for high-risk travellers. Leading Europe's vaccination efforts, the UK government says they can't confirm vaccine efficacy. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says they are determined to stay on track.
And although the vaccination programme is going well, we still don't have enough data about the exact effectiveness of the vaccines in reducing the spread of infection. We have some interesting straws in the wind, we have grounds for confidence, but the vaccinations have only been running for a matter of weeks. And while we're learning the whole time, we don't today, as I talk to you today, we don't have all the hard facts. The level of infection remains very high. More people still in hospital today than in the at the peak last April.
The United Kingdom was the first country in the world to approve a vaccine for emergency use back in December 2020. Mr. Johnson says he's increasingly optimistic scientists have the upper hand.
We're battling with nature, with a disease that is capable of mutating and changing. I don't want people to think that I'm not optimistic. I think there's been a big change, and the big change is that science is now unquestionably in the ascendancy over the disease.
Ambitious COVID-19 vaccination plans are being made in India, having reported the world's second highest number of COVID-19 cases after the United States. India wants to inoculate 300 million people, a fifth of its population, against the virus by August. Indian Health Minister Harshvardhan says up to 19 vaccine candidates are in various stages of research and some of them could be made available within a few months.
आज 80-85 लाख लोगों को Around 8 to 8.5 million people, including health and frontline workers, have been vaccinated till now. We are in the position to export vaccines to 20 to 25 countries. And very soon we'll be in a position to give COVID-19 vaccines to people above the age of 50 years in March.
India, the world's most populous country after China, says it may not need to vaccinate all of its 1.35 billion people to create herd immunity. Covering even a half of its population will make it one of the largest immunisation programs in the world. Within the European Union, Croatia has become the latest member state to show interest in procuring Russian-developed Sputnik V vaccines after delivery delays of Western-made shots. Prime Minister Andrei Plenković says Russia is ready to provide supplies and health authorities will decide on use after approval from the European Medicines Agency. Elsewhere in the country, locals have taken to the streets in a 150-year-old bell-ringing tradition. As winter slowly draws to a close in Eastern Europe, a group of bell-ringers dressed in sheepskin jackets and animal headpieces gathered to ring bells, hoping the noise would frighten away COVID-19. Damir Host, president of the association, says, according to legend, the group drives away evil spirits and ushers in a new summer and a life cycle.
It is a 150-year-old tradition. At this time of year, the bell ringers gather and visit the villages of Kastav, and according to the legend, they drive the evil spirits away and summon a new summer and a new life cycle.
Mr. Host says the group of 25, down from the usual 120, followed all coronavirus safety measures. The ancient custom, unique to the area, was UNESCO World Heritage listed in 2009. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, over 109 million people have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.